There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduced this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Well, this is my first anniversary show, and I've thoroughly enjoyed doing Queer Music Heritage for the last year, and hope to do it for quite some time. I'm starting off tonight's show with a blues artist. Now, I haven't played much blues on my show, but this CD really caught my attention. It's by Gwen Avery, and the CD is called Sugar Mama. This is her first CD, but not her first recording. She first recorded the title track in 1977. It appeared on the landmark Olivia Records album, Lesbian Concentrate, which was the first Various Artists lesbian album. It's amazing it took 23 years for her first solo release. But she spent those years doing women's music festivals and performing in clubs, mostly near her home in the San Francisco Bay Area. She wrote it, and she sings it. Here's Gwen Avery with Sugar Mama.
Thank you.
Gwen Avery album also features excellent versions of such songs as The Thrill Is Gone, Georgia on My Mind, Leonard Cohen's song Suzanne, and several of her own compositions that keep the woman-to-woman pronouns intact. Next up is another debut CD that I admire. In fact, it was good enough to be nominated for Best Debut Album at the GLAMAs, the Gay and Lesbian American Music Awards, last year. It's Amy Simpson's album called Circumstances Strange, and I'm playing the title track, and following it with her song called The End, which is about the best one-minute song I can think of.
Drawn closer, intoxicated, I think I got upon a time, I loved a woman and I told her so. I made the mistake and I waited too late and told her after she had to go. And I don't recommend this kind of thing. My words are left unaccounted for and unattended to, and I have no one else to blame for saying I love you. And sure, it's not a scam or a sham or a one-night stand, a lust-filled passionate flash in the pan, a few months romance, some fantasy craziness that will never last. So the moral of the story is, don't say I love you, you'll be pissed if it's short of fling, it just might sting, especially if your relationship resembles the end of a song like this.
That was two songs from Amy Simpson's album, Circumstances Strange. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist, so I've set up a special webpage just for this show. It's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage, and I'll repeat this address later in the show. The next artist, I'm pretty sure you've never heard before. His name is John Hurley, and he's much more well-known for one of the songs he wrote that was sung by someone else. But first, I'm going to play just a little of a song sung by him. It's from an album he released in 1973 called Children's Dreams, and the song is called Wailin' and Moanin'.
To a pillow and I called out her name. Mama was gone, Lord, you know it's a shame. All those memories linger on. Went to the mirror and to my surprise, seeing an old man looking through a young man's eyes. So music, don't you play for me. Hey, singer, don't you try to sing, 'cause ain't nobody got the right to bring me no.
That should give you a little flavor of his style. He struck gold with the song he and his lover, Ronnie Wilkins, wrote that in 1968 became one of the biggest hits for Dusty Springfield. The song is Son of a Preacher Man and was a masterpiece of writing and singing. You're all familiar with Dusty's version, so I'd like to play a version I also like by a gay artist named Cam Clark, and I'll tell you more about him after the song.
Was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking out through the backyard. We go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
How well I remember the look was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the slide. Take a time to make.
preacher man, yes he was. He was home. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
Cam Clark has had a varied career. His mother is Alice King of the King Sisters, and as a child, he found himself singing with the King Family, a popular group that had many TV specials in the 60s and 70s. In 1995, he sang this song.
As you go through life, you'll see there is so much that we don't understand. And the only thing we know is things don't always go the way we planned. But you'll see every day that we'll never turn away. When it seems all your dreams come undone, we will stand by your side, filled with hope and filled with pride. We are more than we are, we are one.
No, that wasn't a gay pride song. It was Cam Clark doing the voice of Simba from Walt Disney's Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. Clark is a much-in-demand voiceover actor with a slew of animated credits, such as Leonardo in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and in TV cartoons such as The Tick and Gargoyles. But I'm much more interested in Clark because of the CD he released last year called Inside Out. It got a Glamour nomination for Debut Album of the Year and is excellent. I want to play perhaps my favorite song from it, which may remind you a little of Son of the Preacher Man. It's called Palomino Road.
Bobby was born in a small town city down around Georgia way. His pa settled down on the one side of town on a road cut out of the clay. That road wound round through the center of the town, passing all the good folks' homes. It was kind of funny how everybody shared Palomino Road. Now Bobby grew up just a little bit different, didn't play with guns or cars. He went to school where he learned the rules underneath the jungle gym bars. All the kids stood around, drew a line on the ground, saying this is where the sissy boys go. His initiation to a real education on Palomino Road. He knew pretty early on that the line was clearly drawn. Pansy, sissy boy, it don't matter much when you don't belong. But say what you will from your mansion on the hill, there's a one thing a Bobby knows. He can go anywhere anyone can go on Palomino Road. Then one day it took a lot of guts, but Bobby stepped over that line. They said, hey kid, do you know what you did? But he wouldn't back down this time. So they caught him after school, called him a queer, beat him with sticks and stones. Said they wouldn't quit until the blood started dripping on Palomino Road. He knew pretty early on that the line was clearly drawn. Pansy, sissy boy, it don't matter much when you don't belong. But say what you will from your mansion on the hill, there's one thing about it knows. He can go anywhere anyone can go. making his mark in time. He's done some shouting from some pretty high mountains, cause he learned to cross the line. Those boys that day put his face in the clay, but it lit a fire in his soul. He hit resistance, but now he made a difference on Palomino Road.
He knew pretty early on, the line was clearly drawn. Pansy's sissy boy, it don't matter much when you don't belong. But say what you will from your mansion on the hill, there's one thing Bobby knows. He can go anywhere.
Again, that was Cam Clark singing Palomino Road from his album Inside Out. This would be a good time to take a break and remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. What you just heard was called Celebrate, and it starts off a set of songs from gay musicals of the past. That was from a fairly obscure musical from 1974. I'm kind of surprised an album was even released for it. The play was called Lovers, and the subtitle was The Musical Hit That Proves It's No Longer Sad to Be Gay. Next up is a ballad from the 1977 musical Joseph McCarthy Is Alive and Living in Dade County. That play was obviously referring to the Anita Bryant campaign, and the song I picked is sung by Gerard Wagner and is called Who Have You Loved Today? And I'm following it with Brad Whitaker singing My Leviticus. That was from the 1993 musical Get Used to It, which was written by Tom Wilson Weinberg. Tom had a couple albums on his own, one called Gay Name Game, and also wrote the musical 10% Review.
I know boys fall in love with boys, and some ladies can live without men. Their embraces and places annoy some people, then some people you'll always offend. Well, opinions are cheap as advice, so take none and never think twice. 'Cause when it's all over, what else can we say but who have you loved today? Now we all seem to argue too much, and it goes without reason or rhyme. Tell me, why can't we try to get in touch with each other when we know we have so little time? When we all have the same guarantee, sweet tomorrows we might never see. 'Cause when it's all over, what else can we say but who have you loved today? A lot of people can quote you the rules and tell you they come from above. But how can another deny his own brother for something as precious as love? Oh, don't try and explain it to me how we all this far. Now, just as long as love is inside, I'll assume I am doing it right. 'Cause when it's all over, what else can we say? But who have you
shall lie with man if they want to. Woman shall lie with woman if they want to. And at the very least, beast shall lie with beast if they want to. That's my Leviticus. Women shall take the lead if they want to. Men may spill their seed if they want to. And those who wish to rate don't need to procreate if they don't want to. That's my Leviticus. A word is due here for our bodies, for we have nothing to conceive. Who decided that our bodies are sinful to reveal? Walking hand in hand shall be the custom. Peace throughout the land shall be the rule. And those who wish to love shall follow the above if they want to. That's my Leviticus.
Lesbian, butch, dyke, you can call it what you like, but it's what I am and what I'll always be. Lesbian, butch, dyke, and that's why they call me Mike, and not Jane or Susan or Penelope. I have a leaning towards a meaningful new tete, a tete. But if there's a man in the vicinity, and if he infers he'd like to get in it, he... No, it only won't. The only thing he'll get is a lesbian butch dyke. You can call it what you like, but it's what I am. It's what I am and what I'll always be.
After My Leviticus was a very short song from the 1978 movie The First Nudie Musical, which starred Cindy Williams. This is after her Laverne and Shirley days. That odd little number was sung by Broadway actress Debbie Shapiro. And now I've got something from a brand new musical CD. It's from a live cabaret act, and the CD is called Caruso Live and in Person. It features Jim Caruso, accompanied on piano by Billy Stritch. Stritch is a well-known artist in his own right, dating back from his days with the local trio Montgomery Plant and Stritch to Broadway and Liza Minnelli's inner circle, and has gotten a couple Grammy nominations. He showcases Caruso's singing well. The album features standards and several lively numbers that really bring out his humor, like the song I picked, The Boy from Fire Island.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the boy from Fire Island goes walking. And when he passes, each one he passes says, "Get her!" In his hand, a dry martini, and on his rump, a wet bikini, with sequin fishes that gently squishes. Get her! Oh, but he couldn't be chicer. Yes, that's a powder blue sneaker. And in his matching green handbag, there's a hint of orange sachet, but it's only Bain de Soleil. When he meets the boat from Sable, he glues a rhinestone in his navel, and on his head there's a picture hat. That's the end. Oh, the boy from Fire Island, everyone's friend. After six, his dress is formal, in khaki pants more tight than normal, with Miller High Life among the low life he'll be. Oh, the boy from Fire Island. Sons by Lee, he's an MD, rhyming by me. Dirt on his knees, Marie.
Next is my Spotlight segment, and this month's feature is on Hollywood Queers. You're going to hear four songs by actors who were stars and who spent varying amounts of time in the closet. They weren't necessarily singers, as you'll soon see, but they nevertheless had records released by their studios. First up is the biggest star of the bunch, Rock Hudson. He released an album in 1970 called Rock Gently that was produced by Rod McCune and contained the song Open the Window and See the Clowns. I'm following it with Tab Hunter. Tab had a huge hit in 1957 with his version of Young Love. Its success was not due to his singing, and I have a little trouble listening to it, so instead, I'm playing another record he put out in 1957 called 99 Ways, which made it to number 11 on the Billboard charts. In the early 70s, I remember seeing a feature on Tab Hunter on television, probably one of those Where Are They Now spots. They showed him at his ranch and showed a good-looking male in his 30s who he referred to as his secretary. I remember thinking, In the 80s, he was in such movies as Polyester and Lust in the Dust with Divine, where he almost parodied himself. After Tab Hunter, you'll hear Sal Mineo singing Secret Doorway. That's from his 1958 album called Sal. He's probably best known for the movie Rebel Without a Cause, where his character adored the character played by James Dean. He was probably the most out-of-the-closet of these actors and later appeared in the Broadway play Fortune in Men's Eyes in 1969.
Open the window and see all the clowns laughing and dancing and prancing around. Whenever I'm feeling unhappy or down, I open the window and see all the clowns. So open the window and see all the clowns down the street singing, they come with a bound. Oh, mama, there must be a circus in town. So open the window and see all the clowns. And oh, the big balloons. And oh, the dappled plumes. The old calliope sings to me, come out of your lonely room. Open the window and see all the clowns. Smiles have been painted all over their frowns. I run to the window to see. The clowns are all...
Must be 99 ways to do without you, but I can't find one tonight. I'm feeling so bad, and nothing is right. Oh, baby, I'm missing your hugging and your kissing. I'm lonely as can be. Well, I try... There must be 99 ways of losing the blues that I got from loving you. Oh, 99 ways, but none of them do. There must be 99 ways to do without you, but I can't find one tonight. I'm feeling so bad, and nothing is right. I'm lonely as can be. Well, I tried all the others, but none of the others can do what you're doing to me. There must be 99 ways of losing the blues that I got from loving you. 99 ways, but I still love you.
My heart was once a secret doorway to which no one could find the key. My dreams were few and melancholy, only loneliness surrounded me. Then you walk through the secret doorway and brought a new and hopeful song, a song of everlasting springtime, and a love so kind and yet so strong. Your fingertips caressed my lips and lingered there a while. my weeping heart, long sleeping heart, woke up and soon began to smile. At last you taught me the joy of loving, and I surrendered so willingly the day you found my secret doorway. You opened up my heart and set me free.
Any flimsy dimsy looking for true love, better smile me no good, dearie, good day. Any flimsy dimsy looking for true love, better look her looking some other way. For my kiss can be no evermore promise, but a fancy dancy fiddle and free. Any flimsy dimsy looking for true love, better waste no time, no time on me. Never, never will I marry. Never, never will I wed. Born to wander, solitary,
Rock, Tab, and Sal, you heard Anthony Perkins. Of course, he was famous for the movie Psycho and several other noteworthy films, but he also released several albums in the 50s. His good looks at that age on the cover photos probably sold more copies than his singing. I played a song from a Broadway play he starred in called Green Willow from 1960. The song you heard was called Never Will I Marry. In addition to playing songs by these gay actors, I also found some choice photos of them, which you'll find at my website for tonight's show. They include a photo of Sal Mineo in the shower, and one photo shows Tab Hunter and Anthony Perkins on a double date with two girls, a date set up by their studios to try and dispel the rumors of their homosexuality. But my favorite photo shows Tab Hunter getting ready to hand a sausage to Roddy McDowell. Again, that website address is http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. For the rest of the show, I'm going to feature music from CDs that were released in the last year. One of my favorite male folk singers is Martin Swinger, whom I've played several times in the past year. His latest CD is called Bare Naked, and that's Bear spelled B-E-A-R. It's aimed at the bears in our community. I had a chance to ask him about one of the more unusual songs on the CD, and here's his response.
You Baby 2 is a song that was really, I should have credited my partner Brian Kaufman in my work with You Baby 2 because he really helped me flesh out the idea. And that was a song that I wrote because we'd gotten word about a polyamorous songwriting competition, polyamory being people who are in relationships with more than one person at one time, open relationship. It really breaks the stereotype of what missionary version of a relationship is supposed to be about. And so, again, delved into my own life and looked at the relationship that I have and talked with my partner about that, and we kind of came up with some ideas. And You Baby 2 pretty well grew out of that concept that love can be something that's open-ended and doesn't necessarily begin and end with one person. There are so many different kinds of love and so many different ways of love that it seems unfortunate to that we stifle ourselves with one partner one time for the rest of our lives. There are people who, don't get me wrong, who that is the perfect thing. It works for them just fine. It's not necessarily my way, and the balance I found works real well for me. So that's what You Baby 2 is about.
I love you, baby, and you, baby, too. I may be crazy, but love you I do. Our love is only between you and me and you. We were happy when we were two, and we're still happy since we found you. It's all together, whatever we do with you. When we're together, it's like we were one. You and me, and we are such fun. Three heads together are better than one, two, three. I can't imagine us feeling alone. As long as there's at least two of us home, we'll have each other wherever we roam, us three. Fun. Three heads together are better than one, two, three. I can't imagine us feeling alone. As long as there's at least two of us home, we'll have each other wherever we roam, us three.
This is Martin Swinger with Bare Naked Music. You're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston.
Thanks, Martin, and I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to try and help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston. And I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. My last song for tonight is from a brand new album by Holly Neer called Edge. She was one of the founding four of the women's music movement, the others being Mae Christian, Chris Williamson, and Margie Adam. And Holly has been consistent, with over 20 albums released since her first in 1973. I couldn't resist buying this album when I saw it contained one of my favorite gay anthems, Love Don't Need a Reason. The song was written by Michael Callan, Peter Allen, and Marcia Malamet. They have all recorded it, but I consider Callan's version to be the definitive one. So I was very pleased to find out that on Holly Neer's album, she used a never-before-released introduction to the song sung by Michael Callen. Here is Love Don't Need a Reason.
So many things I want to do, so many dreams still to come true, so much to give. I want to be all I can be. I want to keep you here with me. I want to live.
If your heart always did what a normal heart should do, if you always play a part instead of being who you really are, then you might just miss the one who's standing there. So instead of passing by, show him that you care. Instead of asking why me and why you, questioning